Okay, so like you've spent years, honing your skills as a manual tester, right? You're like a master bug hunter at this point.
Absolutely.
But now everybody's talking about automation.
Yeah.
And, you might be thinking, where does that leave me?
Yeah, that's a very valid concern. A lot of people are feeling that way.
In this deep dive, we're going to look at, a guide on how manual testers can acquire automation skills,
Right.
what that transition looks like. And this is relevant to you if you are, someone who wants to stay ahead in the field of software testing.
Absolutely. It's essential.
One thing that we found really interesting in this guide is that it's not just about learning to code.
Right.
There are other valuable skills that manual testers already have that are super relevant to automation.
Yeah. You're not starting from scratch. There's a lot you can bring to the table already.
So don't worry, you don't have to become a coding guru overnight.
No, not at all.
But first, let's like set the stage here.
Yeah, what are we dealing with?
So the shift towards automation doesn't mean manual testing is obsolete.
Absolutely not.
So you're not out of a job.
No, yeah.
There's still a huge need for human intuition, observation, all that good stuff.
You can't replace the human element entirely.
Right. But it is true that automation is becoming increasingly important.
Yes, definitely. It's the way the industry is moving.
So can you give us a little like automation testing 101? Like,
Sure.
what exactly are we talking about here?
So basically, automation in testing, it's like having a really helpful robot assistant
Okay, I like that.
who can take over some of the repetitive tasks.
Like what kind of tasks?
So things like running regression tests, checking for bugs every time you make a small change to the code.
Right.
Those kinds of things can be automated so you can free up your time to focus on the more complex stuff.
That makes sense.
And that's where the human element is still so critical.
It's like, those little things that only a human would notice.
Exactly, like weird user behaviors or edge cases that you wouldn't think to program into a test.
And that's what you were saying about the skills translating, right?
Yeah, and the guide we're looking at makes this point about training, not replacing. And that's a really reassuring starting point, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's about taking your existing skills and building on them.
So it's not like throwing away everything.
Not at all. It's more like leveling up.
I like that.
Like you're gaining new
Yeah, you're
powers.
not starting from zero. You're building on this foundation you already have.
Exactly. And, all those skills that make you a fantastic manual tester, they're highly valuable for automation too.
Like, give me an example.
Okay, so think about analytical thinking. You're already a pro at that as a manual tester. You have to break down complex systems. You have to identify potential problems.
Right.
That same skill is essential for designing effective automated tests.
Because you have to think like step by step what could go wrong.
Yeah, and you have to anticipate all the different scenarios or attention to detail.
Yeah, you got to be good at finding those sneaky little bugs.
Right, and that's crucial for analyzing the results of your automated tests too, because sometimes the problem isn't obvious.
It's like you have to read between the lines of the code.
In a way, yeah, you have to be able to spot those subtle clues.
And what about understanding user behavior?
That's huge in automation as well.
Because you have to design tests that mimic how real users would interact with the software.
Exactly. You have to think like a user. What would they do? What would they expect to happen?
So all those skills you've already honed as a manual tester,
They're all transferable to the world of automation.
it's almost like they are preparing you for this all along.
In a way, yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about the mindset, the skills,
Right.
but what about the technical stuff?
Yeah, let's get into that.
What kind of automation skills are we talking about here?
So you'll probably need to learn some programming languages.
Which ones?
It depends on the specific tools and frameworks your team is using, but some popular ones are Python, JavaScript.
And do I have to be like a coding expert?
No, not
No.
necessarily.
Because that's what I think scares a lot of people away.
Yeah, and that's understandable, but the good news is there are tons of resources available for testers at any coding level.
Okay, so like, where do I even start?
Well, there are online courses, boot camps, even some universities offer programs specifically for software testing and automation.
And what about like on-the-job training?
Yeah, a lot of companies are willing to invest in their employees and provide training opportunities.
Okay, so it's not like I have to go back to school and get a whole new degree.
No, not unless you want to.
But it's good to know that there are options.
Absolutely, and the learning curve might seem steep at first.
Especially for someone who's not, a coder.
But it's totally manageable.
And this guide emphasizes a gradual approach, right?
Yeah, you don't have to learn everything at once.
Start with the basics, build on your existing knowledge.
Exactly. And you can start by automating small tasks, then gradually work your way up to more complex things.
So it's not like this all or nothing situation.
No, it's a process, a journey.
And honestly, learning to code even a little bit can be really empowering.
It is. It gives you a whole new set of tools, and it can make your work a lot more efficient.
Yeah, you can automate those boring, repetitive tasks and free up your time for the more interesting stuff.
Exactly. And that's what this whole transition is about, really. It's about making you a more well-rounded and valuable tester.
Yeah, you're not just learning a new tool. You're gaining like a superpower.
Right. And the guide makes a point that I think is crucial. It says that manual testers have this incredible advantage going into automation.
Why is that?
Because you already have that deep understanding of testing principles, you know, how to design tests, you know, what to look for.
So you're not just approaching it from a purely technical perspective.
Right. You're bringing all that experience and intuition to the table.
It's like you're a tester first and a coder second.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
But we have.
And I think the main takeaway is that automation is not something to be afraid of.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity to evolve and enhance your skills.
Yeah, it's an investment in your future career.
For sure.
But I'm curious, what are your thoughts on the bigger picture?
What do you mean?
Well, this guide focuses on individual skill development.
Right.
But what about testing teams as a whole?
Oh, yeah.
How might they change as automation becomes more prevalent?
That's a really interesting question, and I think we're going to see a shift in roles and responsibilities.
How so?
Well, as automation takes on more of the routine tasks, manual testers will have more time to focus on the more complex aspects of quality.
Like what?
Things like exploratory testing, usability testing, performance testing, security testing.
So the things that require more human judgment and creativity.
Exactly. And I think we'll also see a greater need for a collaboration between manual and automation testers.
Because they'll need to work together to develop the most effective testing strategies.
Right. They'll need to share their knowledge and expertise.
So it's not like one is replacing the other.
No, it's more like they're complementing each other.
It's like a dynamic duo of testing.
I like that.
So for everyone listening, as you consider this shift towards automation, think about what aspects excite you the most.
Yeah, what are you curious about?
What new challenges are you ready to tackle?
And what questions do you have?
Let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, join the conversation.
And that's our deep dive for today.
Until next time.
Happy testing, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.